Welcome to HPE Conversation Starters, the podcast where we ignite conversations on key concepts, topics, and controversies in health professions education. I am your host, Catherine Morrow, and the conversation starts now.
Welcome to another episode of HPE Conversation Starters. I'm your host, Catherine. In today's episode, we're tackling a critical yet often overlooked aspect of medical education research, integrating diversity, equity, and inclusion, otherwise known as EDI, into it. As we have seen in recent years, the healthcare profession is increasingly recognizing the importance of EDI in patient care and the teaching and assessment of medical students and residents. Still, regarding medical education research itself, there is a gap, especially in terms of integrating underrepresented voices. So today we'll explore the implications of this gap and look at how we can build a more inclusive medical education research environment. I will turn it over to our guest for this episode to introduce herself and her interest in the topic.
Hi, my name is Alice Neely, and I'm a PhD candidate in education at the University of Ottawa. And I've always been interested in diversity, equity, and inclusion in education, and I try to bring it to the center of class discussions, no matter what subject I happen to be teaching. And in terms of the medical arena, I don't have a lot of expertise in the medical arena itself, but everyone concerned with their own health likely has some invested interest in medical education. And additionally, most of my good friends work in healthcare, in nursing. So perhaps my extra interest derives from hearing their stories. Given that research is the backbone of medical education and, frankly, medical care, it seems pretty essential that we bring DEI into the medical research conversation.
Okay, that's wonderful. I'm so happy to have you today, Alice. So we know that healthcare professionals must be equipped to serve diverse populations, but here's the kicker. While there's a growing emphasis on diversity in medical training, the integration of EDI into medical education research is still very much in its infancy. This isn't just an academic issue. It has real-world consequences. I think the lack of diversity, especially within medical education research teams, is one of the core reasons for underrepresented voices in research findings. When research teams lack diversity, the findings from their studies can be limited in scope and may miss critical insights into the challenges faced by underrepresented communities in the field.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's not just about diversity in teams. It's about how we approach the research process itself. Without adequate training on recognizing biases, whether related to race or gender or other factors, researchers might unintentionally reinforce the systemic barriers that they're trying to dismantle.
Exactly. And this gap in training is compounded by a lack of standardized systems, in my opinion, or frameworks for integrating EDI into medical education research. While some funding agencies require researchers to include EDI considerations in their proposals, the guidelines are often very vague. For example, I had a request the other day that said the following: explain your team's specific challenges about EDI. So researchers are really left to figure it out on their own. What am I supposed to write there? What am I supposed to do in practice? Okay, so let's talk about some of the challenges. Integrating EDI into medical education research sounds excellent in theory, but there are some hurdles that we really need to overcome in practice.
Yeah, one of the biggest challenges is that definitions of EDI can vary depending on the context, geographically, culturally, or even historically. What EDI looks like in one region or context might not be the same in another, and that inconsistency makes applying EDI principles across the board difficult in medical education research.
Yes, and then there's the whole issue of tokenism. So sometimes diverse individuals, especially in medical education research, we're talking here about patients too, are included on research teams, but they're not meaningfully involved. This reduces the impact of EDI efforts, and instead of being truly inclusive, it just ends up being a checkbox exercise.
That's a huge issue. And there are also practical constraints. Recruiting participants from marginalized communities, ensuring their meaningful participation, and building trust take time and effort, and often significant funding. Unfortunately, funding for medical education research in general is limited.
Yes, the limited amount of resources creates a cycle that is hard to break. Without institutional support, researchers are often left to fend for themselves, and most marginalized groups are often left out. This includes the active involvement of patients in medical education research.
Despite these challenges, the benefits of integrating EDI into medical education research are pretty clear, and it's not just about representation, although that's certainly important. One key benefit is that EDI integration helps ensure research samples are more representative of the diverse populations healthcare providers encounter daily in their teaching and patient care. This makes curricula and policies and interventions more relevant and inclusive.
And let's not forget that diversity in research teams leads to better outcomes for learners and patients. Studies have shown that diverse healthcare workforces is the most effective way of addressing the needs of a broader range of learners and patients, improving care and learner and patient satisfaction.
That's right. But it goes even deeper than that. Integrating EDI encourages reflexivity among researchers. And critically examining their biases and questioning their assumptions leads to better, more ethical research practices.
So, Alice, given these benefits, how can we move forward to a more inclusive research environment?
Ooh, that's a good question. As you mentioned, assembling diverse research teams is one of the most essential strategies. Teams with individuals from different demographic backgrounds and professional experiences bring broader perspectives and ideas.
Right, and engaging stakeholders directly, patients, healthcare professionals, and community members, helps ensure that research priorities reflect real-world needs and concerns. That participatory approach is crucial for building trust and ensuring research addresses marginalized populations' real-world challenges.
Another key strategy is capacity building. Researchers at all levels, junior to senior, need training in EDI principles, but more than just training, there needs to be mentorship and institutional support for researchers from underrepresented groups.
Yes, institutions have a role to play here too. They must invest in supporting EDI initiatives and providing resources, leadership, and training to help researchers overcome barriers, such as assisting teams and staff with staff retention, supporting graduate students in research assistant roles or fellowships, and supporting women in research leadership roles. And let's not forget the important role of journal editors in all of this, too. They are the field's gatekeepers, and they significantly impact the direction of medical education research.
Absolutely. Editors need to hold researchers to high EDI standards, adopt clear EDI statements, and ensure equitable visibility for research from underrepresented groups. Peer reviewers, too, should be trained to understand the unique challenges that marginalized authors face.
Interestingly enough, though, many medical education journals do not emphasize their role in promoting EDI in their research, and I think this really needs to change.
I know. So as we look ahead, there's a lot of work to be done. The research we need is out there, but we must ensure it's inclusive, representative, and equitable. And that starts with how we approach research design, funding, and collaboration. We need more research on how EDI policies work within medical education journals, how bias influences the peer review process, and how we can better support interdisciplinary cross-cultural collaborations.
Exactly. And I think there's a lot of room for improvement, but also a lot of potential. We can build a more inclusive and equitable medical education research field if we all work together. That's with researchers, editors, institutions, and communities.
And that will ultimately lead to better healthcare for all.
Great. So thank you again, Alice, for joining me. That's all for today's conversation starter. Thanks for tuning in, and we hope this conversation sparked new ideas about the role of EDI in medical education research. If you enjoyed this episode, please check out our website at hpconversationstarters.com for more information. Also, don't forget to subscribe, share it, and be part of shaping future conversations.
Until next time, keep the HPE conversations alive.